Welcome back, everybody. To Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We are on the Mishnah, on the very top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yeshana, an old sukkah, which Rashi explains means that you built it before 30 days prior to Sukkah. So an old sukkah, Beis Shammai Poslin and Beis Hillel Machshir, and Beis Shammai say it's going to be possible, and Beis Hillel say it's going to be okay. Beis Shammai say it's going to be possible because you did not make it for the purpose of a sukkah. You could have built it for something else because once it's before 30 days, there's no reason to think that it was for the purpose of a sukkah. And Beis Hillel seems to say it's okay, even despite not having any kavana for a sukkah. Beis Hillel would be sukkah yishana. What's considered an old sukkah? Kol she'asah kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Any sukkah that was built more than 30 days before the chag. Aval imasah k'shem chag. But if it was done for the sake of sukkahs, afil mitchila ashana k'shira. If it was done for the sake of actually sukkahs, for putting up a sukkah, then even if it was done from the beginning of the year, that's going to be okay. Now this last line was only added for Beis Shammai, because of course Beis Hillel says it's always going to be okay, no matter what. But comes the Mishnah and teaches us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that if it was done l'shem sukkahs, for the sake of sukkahs, then it's going to be okay even earlier. The only machlokas is if it was done just stam, without any express intent that it was done for sukkahs, and it was done before 30 days, Beis Hillel says it's going to be okay, and Beis Shammai says it's not going to be okay. So ask the Gemara, my time to Beis Shammai, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? Why does he say that an old sukkah is going to be no good? Because he says, Amar Kra, Chagasukos Shavasim Mim Lashem, because the Pasuk says that the festival of sukkahs is going to be 7 days for Hashem, Sukkasu Yoshem Chag Ba'inan, which teaches us that you need a sukkah that was built for the sake of this of sukkahs of Beis Hillel. So what does Beis Hillel say? How we bail Rav Sheshes. So he uses that pasuk for a different teaching of Rav Sheshes. Damar Rav Sheshes mishum Rabbi Akiva, because Rav Sheshes says the name of Rabbi Akiva. Nine latte sukkah shasurim kol shiva. How do we know that the wood of a sukkah is going to be usher in hana all 7 days? Meaning once it's being used as a sukkah, you're not allowed to use that wood for any other purpose. Talmud lomar chag asukos shavas yamim laHashem. The Torah teaches us that this festival of sukkahs is for Hashem, which we can learn from that all 7 days the sukkah is set aside for Hashem's mitzvah and can't be used for anything else. Vitanim is taught similarly in a brisa. Says, just as when it comes to a carbon chagiga, this is the carbon that everyone brings when they're going to be old regal 3 times per year. Every Jewish male is required to go bring this carbon chagiga on these yom tovim. So just as that is separated for the sake of Hashem, and you're not allowed to use it for anything else, so too when it comes to a sukkah, that same purity, that same shem shemayim attaches itself to it. Shenemar chagasukos shivas yomim laHashem. Ma'achag la'Hashem, ma'afsukol Hashem. Just as it applies to the carbon chagiga, that is going to be totally sanctified to Hashem, so to the sukkah is going to be totally sanctified to Hashem. So now comes the Gemara and says, Beis Shammai nami mi ba'alei lachi. Of course Beis Shammai is going to need that drasha too, that you're not allowed to use the sukkah for all 7 days, that it's going to be totally sanctified to Hashem. So that can't be the source for why he says that a sukkah yeshana, an old sukkah that was done with no intent for sukkahs, is going to be no good. So says the Gemara, you're right. We actually do need a different pasuk for Beis Shammai, because he would need to learn out that rule of Rav Sheshes also. So comes the Gemara and says, Eina Chanami, you're right. We need a new pasuk in order to teach us this halach of Beis Shammai, that a sukkah yishon is going to be no good. So elamai tamayu de Beis Shammai. So what is the reason for Beis Shammai? Why do we need to have a sukkah that was built? L'shem chag asukos. So ksiv krach rina, because a different pasuk says, chag asukos ta'aseh lecha shavas yamin. Another pasuk says that the festival of sukkah you should make for yourself 7 days. Sukkah asu l'shem chag b'inan, which teaches us that you need a sukkah that was built for the sake of sukkahs. Beis Hillel, so what does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? This is teaching us the halacha of someone who builds a sukkah during Chol HaMoed. That's going to be okay also. But comes the Gemara and says, oh, what does Beis Shammai do with that? Beis Shammai is firul k'Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Eliezer, damar einos in sukkah b'chol lo shamoed. He says that you're not allowed to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed because we need to have the same sukkah for 7 days, and you can't just go and build a sukkah in the middle of sukkahs. That is not going to work. Good. Now, once we've mentioned all of this in this machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it comes out that Beis Hillel says we don't need lishma. We don't need to actually do things for the sake of their specific mitzvah. So, ask the Gemara, does this apply to other categories of halacha also? Beis Hillel less lehu de Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Does Beis Hillel not hold of the ruling of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav? Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Asa min hakotzin min animin min hagradin. That when it comes to tzitzis, if it's made out of certain types of threads, like thorn-like threads or different types of threads, they're going to be pasul. But if they're made from balls of weaving thread, then it's going to be okay. The reason why these other ones are going to be pasul is because they were not done lishma. They might just be done just to continue making a garment, but not specifically for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And here we're saying they're going to be pasul. Kamrisa kamei Shmuel amar liaf mina sisin nami psua. So what we see from here is the beinan tviya lishma. So comes the Gemara and says, even this sisin, even the things which we said were kosher originally, once he said in the name of, once he went to Shmuel, originally Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and then when he passed away, went to Shmuel. So Shmuel taught him that these balls of weaving thread are also going to be pasul. Why are they going to be pasul? All of this is because they were not made for the sake of tzitzis. And since it wasn't made for the sake of the mitzvah, they are going to be pasul. So we see that you need kavana, you need to have specific intent for mitzvos. So says the Gemara, "Achanami nibari sukkah asu lishma." So to over here, we should also need to have a sukkah that was made lishma. How could Beis Hillel possibly say that we don't need any lishma? We don't need any intent to make the sukkah. Of course we should. Just like we need it by tzitzis, we should need it by sukkah. So answer the Gemara of Shiny Hasam. What Beis Hillel would say back is that it's different by tzitzis. Damar krag gedilim tasa lach, because the pasuk says you shall make for yourself tzitzis lach l'shem chovcha. When it says lach, that seems to tell us that you need to make it for the sake of your obligation. But by sukkah, where we don't have that pasuk, that's why it's going to be different. Ask Gemara, no. Hachanami, chaga sukos tase lecha. We have a different pasuk by sukkos, which seems to imply lecha l'shem chovacha. We also have this idea that says that the sukkah should be made for yourself, which also seems to imply that it should be made l'shma. So ask Gemara, no. Hahu lemute hamun mibayle lemute gzua. The reason why we have lach over there is to exclude a stolen sukkah. That's not going to be okay. You're not allowed to use a stolen sukkah. So that's why we needed that. So ask Gemara, hachanami mibayle lemute gzua. The same thing should apply by tzitzis. Just like by sukkah, you're not allowed to use a stolen sukkah. So two by when it comes to tzitzis, you shouldn't be allowed to use a stolen tzitzis either. So what's the difference between sukkah and tzitzis? Why are we saying that you need lishma for tzitzis and not for sukkah? So Beis Hillel would say back, no hasam tzivach krachrina. Because over there, when it comes to tzitzis, there's another pasuk which says v'asu lahem tzitzis. We know that pasuk v'asu lahem misha lahem. They shall make for themselves, which implies that the tzitzis need to be made for a material that's belonging to that, meaning for the sake of that mitzvah, and that's why it's going to be different. So this is Daf Tesman Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.